For one Guelph neighborhood, getting mail is proving to be difficult due to about 6 dogs wandering loose in the area and Canada Post deeming the area unsafe for its delivery workers. There used to be door-to-door mail delivery on Algoma Drive and surrounding streets. Canada Post conducted a safety assessment in the area and home delivery was temporarily suspended. Residents then had to pick up their mail at the Canada Post Mail Depot on Woodlawn Road until a community mailbox was installed. This is due to the dogs escaping from their Algoma Drive home, wandering the streets, barking, growling and showing their teeth, said neighbors in the area. A man who answered the door of the home declined to speak to a Guelph Today reporter. The Guelph Humane Society is investigating on behalf of the city. 3 neighbors in the area spoke to Guelph Today. All 3 asked to remain anonymous in this article due to their fears of the situation escalating. One neighbor said the situation with the dogs getting out has been happening for close to 2 years. There is an owner who lives at the house in question and a tenant who lives in the basement unit of the bungalow, said the neighbor. She isn't sure whose dogs belong to who, she just knows the dogs are coming from the home at Algoma Drive. She's tried to fix the problem with the dogs getting out by contacting the Guelph Humane Society, Guelph Police Service, the City of Guelph, and her ward counselors. I feel like we're in a revolving door, and we're not getting a way out, she said. She was notified about the temporary mail pickup at the depot on July 2nd and then on July 25th she was notified about the temporary community mailbox installation. Her household drives to the community mailbox to get the mail. We just don't feel safe in our neighborhood, and people around our neighborhood don't feel safe because you never know when the dogs are going to be out running loose in everybody else's neighborhood, she said. Another neighbor saw a postal worker being chased by dogs. So my friend and I were gardening one day, and we heard screaming and looked out and the postal worker had been chased up onto somebody's front porch across the street. And about, I think it was 3 or 4 of the dogs were running loose that day, and the postal worker was basically trapped on someone's porch, she said. This was the first time she saw something like this and she said about 2 days later she got a letter from Canada Post indicating the area would no longer be getting mail delivery. The health and safety of our employees and customers is our top priority. We can confirm there have been several incidents that has put our delivery agent at risk due to multiple loose dogs, said Lisa Liu, media relations for Canada Post, in an email to Guelph Today. This was a serious cause of concern for our delivery agent and door-to-door delivery was temporarily suspended to customers residing on Algoma Drive. Customers were directed to pick up their mail and parcels at the Canada Post's Guelph Depot located at 250 Woodlawn Road West. We sent a letter to affected customers on July 25, 2024, notifying them that of the temporary conversion of their mail delivery to a community mailbox. There are 53 addresses temporarily affected, said Phil Legault, media relations for Canada Post, in a follow-up email. The neighbor whose household drives to pick up mail thinks there should be a city bylaw limiting how many dogs someone can have. Instead of regulating a number of how many animals someone can have, the city regulates the owner's ability to take care of the dogs, said Dustin Gronk, manager of Corporate and Community Safety Division Operations for the City of Guelph, in an email. Roughly 8 years ago the city had a working group which looked at other municipalities that had set maximum limits of dogs that can be kept at a household. With public input and review the group decided instead of specifying a number on how many animals someone could have, the maximum number of animals would be based on the individual's ability to provide standard of care, which may vary from one situation to another, Gronk continued in an email. When it comes to enforcement on this, the Guelph Humane Society staff use their animal care knowledge and in cases refer to the Provincial Animal Welfare Act and its officers to make a decision, said Gronk. If it is found that an individual does not have the capability to properly ensure adequate care is provided to an animal, it would likely result in a summons so that the matter could be brought before the court, he said. With a current and ongoing investigation, I am unable to provide specifics about the issues on Algoma, however I am able to provide our current process used for cases of dogs running at large. Dogs running at large should be reported to the Guelph Humane Society, 519-824-3091 or animalservices@guelphhumane.ca. When a violation is brought to the Guelph Humane Society's attention, staff would be dispatched to attend and investigate any violations that may be present or for any incidents that may have occurred. This typically includes evidence collection such as witness statements, pictures, videos, or first-hand observations of the attending officer. Depending on the severity of the violation and evidence available, education, warnings, and charges can be used to discourage future violations. This process utilizes an escalation process to match the severity of the offense, meaning minor one-time occurrences would be treated appropriately, education, warnings, while a more serious, repeat issue would be dealt with accordingly, charges, court proceedings. When dealing with issues that affect the community, impacts are taken into consideration when determining the appropriate enforcement action, and all violations observed are taken into account. In the city's animal control bylaw under the section Control of Dogs, it reads, "No keeper shall permit the keeper's dog, other than a dog that is a police work animal, to be leash-free, approach within 1 meter of any other person or any other person's animal, be on the land of a person other than the keeper, except with the permission of such person and a variety of other situations with exceptions." A third neighbor in the area said she witnessed a woman get surrounded by 5 of the dogs. She ran up to help her and she chased the dogs back to their home. She has also seen the dogs surround a man and she did the same thing as the other incident, ran up and tried to get the dogs away from him. The dogs started coming after her and she turned her back to them. Then one of the dogs started to lunge and attempted to bite 3 times, she said. The dogs stopped. She is worried someone is going to get bit or people who encounter these dogs will end up having a lifelong fear of dogs. She thinks the dogs keep getting out because they could be hopping over the fence on the property. "We just need help," she said.